From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Authorities in the U.S. state of Texas say a gunman in an armored vehicle opened fire on police headquarters in the city of Dallas. Hit windows, police cars were hit with bullets, then driving off in a hail of police gunfire before being killed by a sniper. Police surrounded the armored van in a Dallas suburb in the early hours Saturday. Here is Police Chief David Brown.
We believe this suspect meant to kill officers and took time to discharge that weapon multiple times to accomplish their wanting to harm our officers.
And a cache of pipe bombs planted outside the police headquarters exploded when a robot tried to remove it. Brown said that could have been a fatal explosion if anyone had been nearby. Dallas is the third largest city in Texas after Houston and San Antonio, has a population well over 1 million. Hillary Clinton held the first major rally of her run for U.S. president on Saturday, delivering a feisty, humorous, and personal speech outlining a progressive agenda, promising to promote equal opportunity and to fight for a hard-pressed middle class.
You brought our country back. Now it's time, your time, to secure the gains and move ahead. And you know what? America can't succeed unless you succeed.
Clinton, a Democrat, launched a stinging attack on the Republican Party, referencing the crowded field of candidates as out of touch with a diverse electorate. Former Secretary of State and First Lady told the voters she understands their problems as she spoke about the disadvantaged background of her mother, who was forced to work as a maid at an early age after being abandoned. This is VOA News. Speaking to reporters in Tehran on Saturday, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said the long-running talks with world powers are making some progress for the June 30th deadline for a complete nuclear agreement, but some issues do remain. Referring to a key issue that the U.S. and its European allies have emphasized, inspections of Iran's nuclear facilities, Mr. Rouhani said Iran will not allow inspections that would jeopardize its state secrets. In a final agreement, Iran would limit its future nuclear development and the West would lift sanctions that have curtailed its economy. Activists say Kurdish fighters have made advances toward an Islamic State stronghold in Syria near the Turkish border, comes amid intense fighting between the two sides. Fighting has forced thousands of residents to flee to Turkey. Hundreds of Syrian refugees gathered near the Turkish border on Saturday in an attempt to escape the violence. Kurdish forces have been planning a major offensive against the Islamic State in Syria. Kurdish fighters, backed by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes, recaptured the contested town of Kobani near Turkey earlier this year and have since been chipping away at Islamic State control in other areas along that border. More than 2 million internally displaced persons are settled in cities and towns and camps, all of that in Iraq's Kurdistan region. VOA's Randy Henning reports the population of the city of Shakhlawa has more than doubled due to the influence of displaced Arabs.
Shakhlawa has seen its population surge with the addition of more than 26,000 Arab refugees and displaced persons.
Naturally, because so many refugees live here, there are a number of challenges: health, water supply, sanitation, rising house rents.
Some residents of the town complain that Arabs are taking all the available jobs.
Let's have a camp for them where they can work, and we work for ourselves.
Arabs say they feel comfortable in Shakhlawa because so many others fleeing violence in other parts of Iraq have already settled in the city. Kurds are now a minority in Shakhlawa, and many say they are considering moving to other parts of Iraqi Kurdistan. They're asking the regional government to address the issue as soon as possible. This is Randy Hennig, VOA News.
One day after fellow House Democrats blocked congressional approval of legislation, President Obama says he needs to compete a 12-nation Pacific trade deal. The president Saturday pleaded for a change of heart. House, with 28 Democratic votes, approved legislation that would allow the president to negotiate the Pacific trade deal. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.